T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer joining us live in studio today.
Governor Gavin Newsom scaling back plans for high-speed rail service, saying the state should focus on the line that would run from Bakersfield to Merced.
The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long.
Phil, did he telegraph that he was going to do this? Was this a surprise?
Well, we knew that he was going to modify the high-speed rail plan, that it wasn't going to be going from San Francisco down to Los Angeles. That just wasn't going to happen. Too much money, too many obstacles. But the talk had been, during the campaign, of possibly running it valley to valley.
Central Valley to Silicon Valley.
Thank you. In this way, it's valley to valley within the valley. It's per Bakersfield and Merced. So the idea originally, and the debate had been whether to take it from the Central Valley down through over Los Banos and up through Gilroy and open up that whole southern corridor all the way down there to rail and possibly housing for people to commute to San Francisco and San Jose from there, or to bring it over, let's say, Altamont Pass and connect it up with Stockton and that area and bring that into San Francisco or San Jose. But the idea was to open it up to housing opportunities feeding into the Bay Area and out of the Bay. Instead, what we got is from Merced to Bakersfield, which, you know, some people would say from nowhere to nowhere equals nowhere.
So you're going to explain to us why that is the case.
Okay. High-speed rail was something the voters approved and we got federal money for. But the federal money came with conditions. One of them was they had to lay the track, at least a portion of it, in the Central Valley. So this was, while it was being pitched as a commuter line, it was also, remember, this was pitched during the recession. So it was a work project, almost like a WPA project from the Depression. Get people out there working. Well, they are. The construction unions in the Central Valley are some of the biggest backers of high-speed rail. They've teamed up with the environmentalists, and they are the big pushers of this in Sacramento. So Gavin Newsom was not going to pull the plug on that. This is a work project. If he did, they'd be left with a bunch of half-finished bridges and rail lines and out-of-work construction people.
And they'd have to give the federal money back.
Exactly. So you sit there and go, how do we cut our losses and buy time? Cut the losses, cut the line. Let's go with what we've got. Let's keep the project going in the Central Valley where they need the jobs. Okay, once it opens, we'll see if anybody... or maybe the cows take it. I don't know. But it's a question about whether it's going to work. But it buys Gavin Newsom and supporters of extending the line in San Jose and Silicon Valley time. Time to come up with alternatives. Time to maybe come up with private money to actually get this thing going. So you're not killing it. Some people say it's the death knell for it. Others say, no, what we're basically doing is putting it on hold. And also, if it's between Merced and Bakersfield, not a lot of people are going to point to it and say, see what's not working.
Yeah, I believe I read earlier today that Newsom says he spoke with his predecessor about this. Do you think that was the case? I mean, do you think that he consulted Jerry Brown and said, here's what I'm going to do?
That remains to be seen. Okay, let me put it this way. The people that got word that it was happening got word for it in the last 24 hours. Mm. So if there was consulting, it was pretty quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.